stronger Hurricane Bertha bears down on the Carolina coast. Retail sales down, wholesale prices up as Wall Street resumes sell-off. Protestant marches trigger bloodshed in Northern Ireland. Good Friday morning, Bill Lynch with the CBS World News Roundup. The angry Atlantic pounds the Carolina coast this morning with Hurricane Bertha a few hours away over the horizon and winds back up to 90 miles an hour. Correspondent Nick Young is among the few people left in Cape Fear, North Carolina.
Here, where the land runs head-on into the sea, Bertha is giving North Carolina a serious taste of what she's expected to deliver in full force over the next few hours. The wind intensity continues building, with gusts above 50 miles an hour, driving a steady rain and churning up very heavy surf that pounds away at the shore. Cape Fear is one of the vulnerable areas which has been under a mandatory evacuation since yesterday, and its beachfront vacation havens are all but deserted. But as bad as Bertha's winds may get, officials seem more worried about the rain. This part of North Carolina will be right in the band of the storm's heaviest downpours, with as much as 8 inches possible. Now with more on the storm to the south, here's Barry Bagnato in Myrtle Beach.
Driving rain, quickening winds, and an eerie summer beach silence are sure signs Bertha is on its way. Homes and stores are buttoned up, thousands bedded down at shelters.
You need to go down this direction, find a place in the hallway. Just set up. That's it.
At one high school, volunteers registered evacuees such as Jennifer Hassan of Holmdel, New Jersey, and her two kids.
It's more a matter of that we were ordered out and we had to come here. I probably would have stuck it out at home. I do feel safer here, but it's just that the conditions are a bit better at home.
Officials are setting priorities at an emergency nerve center, spokesman Doug Burns.
Obviously, you know, you have to deal with the flooding. You have to deal with the potential harm to residents who may still be here, the damage to the structures.
The heart of the storm is expected here this afternoon. Barry Bagnato, CBS News, Myrtle Beach, South Carolina.
This is Randall Pinkston in Nags Head, North Carolina. Even if the full brunt of Hurricane Bertha never hits near the Outer Banks, the slow-moving storm is already causing havoc for local businesses. With more than 70,000 residents evacuating communities in the area, merchants like John Letteri are without customers.
Every day, everyone's business is down. You know, that's money lost.
Letteri boarded up his Hatteras Island bike shop to wait out the storm.
Just that you can't do too much anyway when you're here, so you just board up and get out of town, hope for the best.
Many merchants still haven't recovered from Hurricane Felix, which roared through here last year. It didn't hit the Outer Banks, but the evacuation alone cost millions in lost revenues. Randall Pinkston, CBS News, Nags Head, North Carolina.
The U.S. economy is sending mixed signals. Wholesale prices were up a modest 0.2% in June, despite an easing of energy costs. NECO Securities economist Dan Seto.
We did see a very large increase in food prices. That may be related to the drought. Energy prices, fortunately, countered that to some extent.
And consumers were holding onto their wallets as June retail sales proved weaker than expected, especially for autos, declining 0.2%. But Cedar doesn't think a trend is in the making.
We've seen consumer confidence improving over the past couple of weeks to, you know, back to a seven-year high. We think that going forward, consumer spending will hold in okay.
And Chrysler reports record second quarter profits of over $1 billion. Wall Street is still a bit jittery after yesterday's 87-point sell-off. The Dow is off now about 3 points. At New York's Madison Square Garden last night, the real fight came after the final bell. A riot erupted after Andrew Galata of Poland hit former heavyweight champion Riddick Bowe with a low blow for the fourth time in the match. With Bo writhing on the canvas and Galata disqualified, members of Bo's corner jumped into the ring and started beating Galata. Referee Wayne Kelly.
Things happen. I made the right decision. I don't have any problem with my call.
Bo's manager, Rock Newman, blamed Galata.
It's unfortunate because he's a decent fighter. He's a good fighter. But he's a very, very dirty and nasty fighter. And it just has no place in this sport at this level.
The melee in the crowd of 11,000 left at least 22 people injured. Police made 10 arrests. Said one city councilman, spectators at a prize fight expect violence in the ring, but they should be safe in their seats. Protestant nationalists are on the march again in Northern Ireland after a night of violence in North Belfast that left three policemen shot and wounded. Correspondent Alan Pizzi has the latest.
For the second day in a row, police overrode the wishes of a Roman Catholic community to allow Protestants to march through. There will be 19 marches today by 80,000 so-called Orange Men to commemorate a Protestant military triumph over Catholics more than 300 years ago. The nationalist Catholics see Protestants marching in their streets as trampling on their rights. Resentment increasingly spills into violence, and overnight there was some of the worst street fighting Northern Ireland has seen since a ceasefire was agreed almost 2 years ago. Three policemen were hit by gunfire, the first time in 2 years that guns have been used in Roman Catholic areas.
Alan Pizzi in Belfast. Security is tight in Moscow after the second trolleybus bombing in as many days. Jonathan Sanders reports.
Another bomb ripped apart another trolley bus during the morning rush hour in Moscow. For the second day in a row, a small explosive device destroyed a trolley. Today, some 24 passengers were injured. Moscow's mayor blamed terrorists. Suggesting that the blast might be connected to the revved-up war in Chechnya, he ordered a crackdown and the immediate deportation of what he called unwelcome dark-skinned people from that rebellious region. Jonathan Sanders, CBS News. Moscow.
A formal announcement is expected shortly that Britain's Princess Diana has accepted a $26 million lump sum divorce settlement from Prince Charles. In addition, she'll reportedly get $620,000 a year to run her office, but will give up the title, Her Royal Highness. Italy's corruption scandal has produced new charges against former premiers Silvio Berlusconi and Bettino Craxi. Berlusconi has proclaimed his innocence, and Craxi is in exile. The House today takes up a measure to reject gay marriage. Details from Rob Armstrong.
The bill would not make same-sex marriages illegal under federal law, although it would give states the option of disallowing same-sex marriages if they are recognized by another state. Conservatives say it helps preserve the moral fabric of the country, but Democrat Barney Frank of Massachusetts, one of only three openly homosexual members of the House, said it smacks of gay bashing.
This is a desperate search for a political issue by hitting people who are unpopular. And yes, I acknowledge the notion of two men living together in a committed relationship with two women. It makes people nervous. It makes them uncomfortable.
Despite the impassioned debate, there is little doubt the bill will pass today in the House and possibly later this session in the Senate. And while he says he opposes discrimination against any American, President Clinton has stated his opposition to same-sex marriages and will sign it if it reaches his desk. Rob Armstrong, CBS News, Capitol Hill.
Bob Dole has invited all of his Republican presidential campaign opponents to a unity luncheon next Tuesday. Seven have accepted. Pat Buchanan, though, is refusing. A recently added member of the alternative rock group Smashing Pumpkins has been found dead in a New York hotel room. Police say 34-year-old Jonathan Melvin died of an apparent drug overdose. In the last few minutes, the Dow Jones Industrial Average has surged into positive territory. It's now ahead 14.40. 10 past the hour.